SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib is defending a pro-Hamas video posted over the weekend.
The video Representative Tlaib posted includes a clip of demonstrators chanting "From the River to the Sea," which some Jewish groups say is a call to dismantle the state of Israel. Palestinian activists say the chant is a call for freedom and equal rights. Tlaib says her critics should focus less on the words she used than on saving civilian lives in the Middle East. In a statement sent to the AP, Tlaib says those attacking and distorting the words of the only Palestinian-American voice in Congress should listen to their constituents and call for a ceasefire to save innocent lives. I'm Norman Hall.
Israeli forces have severed northern Gaza from the rest of the territory and pounded it with intense airstrikes overnight, setting the stage for an expected push into the dense confines of Gaza City. Anti-Israel protesters shut down the Statue of Liberty Monday afternoon, demanding an immediate end to the Israel-Hamas war. Jewish Voice for Peace dropped massive banners with calls for a ceasefire. The Statue of Liberty protest is the latest high-profile action by that Jewish-led group that has long organized against Israel. On October 27th, they led thousands to occupy Grand Central Terminal during the rush hour. Also at SRNNews.com, the latest major addition to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans is the Liberation Pavilion.
The exhibits commemorate the end of the war, emphasize its human costs, and capture the horror of those who discovered the aftermath of Nazi atrocities. It also spotlights the war's enduring social and geopolitical legacies, like the acceleration of the civil rights and women's equality movements, as well as the formation of world alliances. The pavilion opened Friday. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child is in full swing.
The annual effort by Samaritan's Purse to bring the gospel and some holiday cheer to poor kids around the world is counting down to National Collection Week. Beginning November 13th, Christians are urged to bring shoeboxes full of small gifts to designated churches in their communities, which will package them and send them to Samaritan's Purse. The ministry delivers millions every year and is looking to set a new record this time. Details at SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An interesting side note about the Texas Rangers, who just won the World Series. They're the only Major League Baseball team that does not host a homosexual pride night at the ballpark. Team officials said their commitment is to make everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball. Researchers from Turkey and the U.S. have spent close to a year analyzing rock and soil on Mount Ararat, the highest mountain in Turkey. They believe the boat-shaped site may hold the ruins of the legendary Noah's Ark. This is SRN News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tries to avoid questions about a pro-Hamas department employee.
Senator Hawley blasted Mayorkas after the secretary said he had not fired a pro-Hamas DHS employee and declined to tell Congress what kind of cases she handled as an asylum officer. The DHS secretary only said the woman in question, Nejwa Ali, has been placed on leave. Mayorkas denounced Hawley for the questions, saying he was insulting DHS employees by suggesting the woman's pro-Hamas and anti-Israel sentiments were common. Ali worked for the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. She praised Hamas's recent sneak attack on Israel. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Barack Obama getting reamed online for statements about Hamas attack on Israeli citizens. In a podcast, he said the occupation and what's happening to Palestinians is unbearable, and the only way to find a solution is to tell the whole truth. More at SRNNews.com.